quickly, spontaneously, without pain and suffering.
Well, we don't want pain and suffering. We don't want pain and suffering.
Yeah, we don't want to add suffering. But sharing must sometimes.
These new guys on the... Yuri, Sarah, new people. It brings something... new energy. People discovering the race. Sarah's coming from, you know, so far away, and Yuri coming from so far away. Mm-hmm. And they've come to do what you're doing. What do you think has changed them in the last week as you watch these new people run?
Well, that, you know, all of them, they are advanced runners, like Yuri. He won, I don't know, three times, 10 days. And Sarah, I know quite well, we are good friends. And I've been running with them when they were crossing Europe with Jesper Olsen, like 2 years ago. So they went also through Slovakia and through Czech Republic. And then Jesper invited us to run at 48 hours in Egypt. So, yeah, Sarah, she travels a lot, you know, she visits a lot of races during the year, so she's really a very good runner. You can see her running is more like professional or race, really racing running. It's not, she didn't came for the fun, you know, she's really going for it to complete the race. So wish her good luck.
You know, sometimes it just feels like it's an interesting recipe, a different soup, a different cake, and all the different people add something unique to it, and it may help people more, or the chemistry, or it may make it more challenging. Or is that the way? I mean, you've been here so many times and so many different people. Mm-hmm. You've shared the course with. Does it feel like it matters to you who's out there on the course at the same time, even though they're maybe on the other side of the lap?
From my point of view,
yeah,
like each runner has special qualities, you know, which brings with himself and offers to the course. So for me, each individual here has special energy and also different vibrations, so everybody offers something else, and yeah, it's like, thank you. It's not the same, you know, like each runner, different energy.
Well, one thing I've noticed is because you're here for 18 hours a day, that you're very much aware, all the runners are, of all the little things, all the different changes as it goes on around you. I mean, right now there are footballers practicing on the course. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people here because it's Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And you're aware of that. You know, you see it, but you take it all in somehow. Mm-hmm.
No, I have seen like people growing, getting older here, because it's 7 years straight. So my friends, the black guys, they got families already, they have children now. So
you were friends with a handball player and
I know many people from that corner, you know, many other good friends.
And also the guy who was the Parks.
Yeah, he's still coming sometimes. He appears. Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah. You know, so many people, they know us. And like for me, it's also good, you know, manifestation of Guru's light. That people could notice you just by running or like transcending yourself.
I mean, some people are more aware than others. People who you talk to know very, very much. But what about the people who don't even pay attention? Do you think they get something from just being here, like these soccer players?
The soccer players? Well, here, everybody gets profit from it. Everybody. I'm 100% aware of that. It's 100%. But some people are getting consciously, some people unconsciously. It's different. But,
you know, I asked this question of Chopin a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. He first came in 2005.
Yeah.
And I said, what was he like back then? He said, I don't remember, I've changed so much.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is your seventh year, you say?
Yeah, seventh year.
Do you remember the Atmavir from 7 years ago?
Well, everybody changed, you know, like it's normal also in normal life. But here you can do faster progress if you are working on consciously. So for me, when I came first time, let's say I came with some ambitious expectations. I don't know what this is all about. And each year, I was coming after that. It was for me like to read another book or to read more pages in this book. So for me it's the process which is continuing. In my case, so once I started, I want to finish or to read the book until the very end, you know.
Is there any moment in the last week, now it's been over 7 days, that something happened to you here where you said, this is why I come back again and again? Or is it just the overall experience of just being here? But is there any moment when you were on the course or you saw something or felt something that really energized you in a way that only being here can do?
Here we are removing like walls between us, you know. So for me, if I come here, for me I feel always here like home, you know, like inside the family. And sometimes this is hard to find in the centers, you know. Here it's very spontaneous, very pure, very natural. So for me, if I have some idea of a perfect spiritual family, it's here, in this place, you know. For me, this is a like according to my understanding of Guru's philosophy, this is a spiritual family like it should work, you know. So everybody helps each other, and here we are brothers and sisters. In that way, I would like to.
Well, I know you didn't want to make a big deal about it, but you did an act of kindness the other day where you gave Yuri a shirt for his bravery. So he's really inspired you, what he's doing here right now.
Well, as I said, you know, if there is no separation, there can be no, like, he or she, or, you know, we are just family, you know. Yeah. So, thank you. Division or separation always comes from the mind, you know, and that's what we usually are in the regular life, you know, just minds. You know. Here we are much more in the heart, so that's why we are more happy here, even if we suffer.
Thank you.